The western region of the Gambia is to be electrified within 12 months. The disclosure was made Friday at the signing of a $10 million contract between government and a firm called Global Trading Group. Aishatu Bajansar was at the ceremony and she now reports.
The signing of the Western Region Electrification Project document is part of the Gambia government's drive to electrify the whole country and fulfilling the Vision 2020 targets. The signing came 3 months after work has already started, with 95% of the needed materials already at hand. The project, which is jointly funded by the Islamic Development Bank and the Gambia government, is geared towards ensuring that electricity supply reaches the doorstep of every Gambian.
It is a project that is very, very important to His Excellency the President. Reasons being that this is part of his own quest to ensure that he improves the livelihood of every Gambian people. And this is why he called out to ensure that the areas that are not electrified are done as soon as possible. And this is the contract that we have just signed. 41 towns and villages would be electrified. This is from Katong to Kalaji. And as we visit tomorrow, you would see for yourself the amount of development that area would have. And this would really augur well with Vision 2020 that we hope to achieve quite soon, part of which is really to ensure that people are given electricity for various reasons.
The project, according to technicians, should be completed within 1 year. The executive manager of Global Trading Group, Mohamed Basi, assured the government of their commitment and dedication to the project, saying that his team is working around the clock to ensure that the project is executed within the stipulated time frame. The country's electric giant, NAWEC, is the institution tasked with supervising the operation of the project. Its managing director, Abdou Diop, thanked the group for their steadfastness, assuring them of NAWEC's continuous commitment to the successful completion of the project. NAWEC's Ibrahim Sanyang, who is also a task force member, assured officials that his team will leave no stone unturned in ensuring that the rural dwellers from Katong to Kalaji get adequate power supply. Adequate power supply is one of the key elements of development. The completion of this project, therefore, will enhance trade and other economic activities, because electricity in itself is seen by many as the lifeblood of any meaningful socio-economic advancement. Aishatu Bajansar, GRPS.
The National Environment Agency wishes to inform the general public that the Operation Clean the Nation, scheduled to take place tomorrow, Saturday, 6 March 2010, has been postponed due to the national launching of the polio campaign by the Ministry of Health on Saturday, 6 March 2010. A media release from the NEA says the next general cleaning will now be held on Saturday, 31st March 2010. The National Environment Agency, the Dispatch Act, wishes to acknowledge the cooperation and genuine participation of all those who helped make past exercises a success. NEA regrets any inconvenience caused by this change, the release concludes. The Silicon Valley Technology Partners, a U.S.-based firm, Friday exhibited an array of environment-friendly lighting products at the headquarters of the National Environment Agency, or Environment House. Musa Dumbia was at the event held in partnership with the NEA, and this is his report.
Considering the dangers climate change can pose to the world, especially developing countries, efforts aimed at stemming the scenario is gaining momentum in the Gambia. Experts at the country's highest environmental institution are calling for the use of energy-saving devices such as solar that causes less hindrance to the environment. It was against this backdrop that the National Environment Agency and the American Silicon Valley Partners Project convened an open day to showcase another new form of solar lighting system that officials say is environmental friendly. The new device came in three forms. That is said to be bright with long-lasting hours of light, the Nova, which has a mobile charging device in addition to the light, and the Kiran, that provides lighting space for home and workplace. Considering the temperament, the shift in climate pattern is taking its toll on developing countries, coupling with the increasing demand on energy. Mamoudou B. Kanté, Director of Technical Services at the National Environment Agency, says it is crucial that the masses are fully aware of the need to redirect energy use to renewable energy sources so as to cut the rate of greenhouse gas emissions generated from power plants and factories. The National Environment Agency, Kante, is optimistic, will not relent in its effort to partner with any institution in the drive to mitigate and adapt to climate change.
We at NEA want to be associated with this process only because we are mindful of the fact that some degree of heat of climate change will occur regardless of future greenhouse gas emissions. Even if we are able to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at this time, climate change, some amount of climate change will help us all.
The Director of Administration and Finance, National Environment Agency, Buli Diba, noted the value the new energy-saving devices can have on the lives of the people, especially rural dwellers, and concurred that the new solar lights will not only contribute to mitigating climate change, but also provide cheap energy source to masses at anywhere and at any time. The partnering manager, Douglas Rickett, a one-time Peace Corps volunteer in the country, said the motive behind the introduction of the new technology is to provide cheap and reliable energy source to the locals at any level. The products, officials were told, are durable and can provide up to 8 to 15 hours of light daily when fully charged.
The most important one, I think, is they should be affordable. Our motto is affordable solar light. We want to have these things at the lowest possible price. So anyone in any small village, even if you're just a farmer and you're far from electricity, you can buy this thing and have light in your house. That's our goal.
The new products, when acquired, can in a great deal reduce the rate of fire outbreaks caused by the use of kerosene lamps and candles. At the end of the introduction exercise, officials put to test the samples of new technologies as well as answer questions regarding their battery and durability.
Members of